We makdish the shir for Refuah Shleima Eliezer for Eliezer Bar Chaim Ben Rachel Leah. Okay, the Yerushalmi, Perek Arvei Pesachim, says Rabbi Yonah Omar Yotzim V'Yayim Mavusha Rabbi Yonah Kedaitim. Rabbi Yonah Shossi Arba Kossi. Rabbi Yonah drank the four kosos. The Leila Pischa on Leil Pesach at the Seder. The Chazik Reishe Aratzarta. And he basically had a headache until Shavuos from the Dal Kossos. That's the famous Yerushalmi. Now, how does this tie in? It says, Rabbi Yoni Omer Yotzim V'Yayin Mevushal. Rabbi Yoni says he can be Yotzim V'Yayin Mevushal. And we say Rabbi Yoni is L'shitaso. Rabbi Yoni Shossi Arba Kossi the Leila Pischa. So what is that? What's the connection between the first state? In other words, we're saying Rabbi Yonah says he can be Yotzei with Yayin Mevushal. And then we say Rabbi Yonah follows his opinion that Rabbi Yonah had the four kosos and he had a headache until Shavuos. So what's the connection between the two?
Since he
felt that pain, he was able to use a lesser one. I mean, Yayin Mevushal won't be as strong, won't be as potent. So he says, since you can use Yayin Mevushal because Rabbi Yonah went through the experience, as Gershon's saying, to have Dalet Kosos and to get a headache until Shavuos.
Rabbi Yonah used
Yayin Mevushal? No, that year he probably didn't use Yayin Mevushal.
Yeah.
He's saying the reason that he said you can is because
of the headache.
Yeah. So the Rashba, and now there is a Gemara, that's in the Yerushalmi. The Bavli, there's a Gemara. And Mem Tesemid Beis. Abraham Matronisal Rav Yehuda. This woman said to Rav Yehuda, Mora Varavi. In other words, you're a mora, you're a posek, viravi, but you're drunk. So it doesn't shtim. So Amar la himnusa biyada, he it's itayin el kiddush of avdalta, arba kasa de pisca. He said, you should know, I only drink wine for kiddush and avdalta and dal kosas. The chagrani tzedoi and my head, I tie my head because of my headache that I have from Pesach Aratzeres. So again, also you see also that someone else was affected that way as well. So based on these maisim, the Rashba and the Tshuva on page 3, says, "Shanta al misha eino shosu yain kol hashana v'nei shemaziko sono." What's the thing if somebody the whole year round doesn't drink wine because it causes him hezek? Well, it's not because, not fish, but it's you know, or he just hates it. Sono. Masha yasa kol haseder ala pas. Could he just, you know, make the seder on the matzah? Mishen lo yain shows a seder ala pas. Which because of harav ba'alochas. Shuv mishtabel kol sheyesh lo yain tzarech lidchok as atzmo lishtos. And anyone who has wine has to force himself and drink the wine. Ubedieved Rabbi Yehuda bar Yilai, the law of a shasi chamra, a shasi arbakasi. And Rabbi Yehuda bar Yilai that didn't drink wine, and he drank dal kosas v'omar tzidoi. Yepischa tzertek Rabbi Yona the Garcina Yerushalmi, Rabbi Yona shasi arbakasi the lel yepischa. Chazi Greshi Aratzarta and Rabbi Yehuda bar Yilai Shasi Arbakasi Delel Pischa Chazi Greshi Arachaga Chazi Rabbi Yehuda bar Yilai Islam Medidarm Vav Pisha Ein Lo Yayin Osa Stor Ala Pas Ein Doni Esher Miefsha. Yeah, if you don't have wine, that's one thing, but if you have wine, you have to have it. Voda Efsha Lo Bekudinti V'yayin Mirushal, and you can have other forms of wine that's not as strong. But you mechuyev to drink the wine, even if it's mazik and yisodi. So that's what the and this is brought in Shulchan Aruch on page 4. One second. Tafayim Beis Yud says the mechaber misha eino shosi yain mibnei she mazika osono tzarch likkok atzma v'lishtos l'kayim mitzvas arbakosis. That somebody who doesn't like wine has to push himself to fulfill the mitzvah of Dal Kosis. Yeah, Avraham? So this question has been asked before. In other words, if you can have grape juice, but there's no stira, because in a harami, like Rav Soloveitchik said, and others say, probably they didn't have grape juice. Because you see from the Yishal Migufa that if you can have Yayin Mevushal, so then do it. So grape juice also. So it's not that you mechuyev to make yourself sick. It's that if you have no option, so you have to go all out and drink the wine. You can't say, well, I won't drink the wine. But if you have another option of grape juice or Yayin Mevushal or something that's not as strong, so in a harami. That's Rav Salvech said. They probably don't have grapes. Yeah, obviously. Do you want to see? Now, this leads to a general discussion of the concept of mitzta'er by a mitzvah essay. Whereas, when do we say that a person is exempt from a mitzvah essay? Whereas, if it's a los essay, so if it's pikuach nefesh, so whatever, but if it's not pikuach nefesh, not. But by mitzvah essay, how much of a bother does it have to be to say that, you know, you don't have to put on tefillin, or you don't have to sit in the sukkah, or you don't have to drink the dal kosos? So from here, we're seeing that it seems that you have to mitzvah yourself. But we'll see how this plays out with the other poskim, etc. So there is a tshuva of the Radvaz. A very interesting tshuva. Chelv Beis Im Tafresh Pei Zayin. He says, Shalten Meni Masha Nogul Nistaper Barosh Chodesh Iyar. That some people had a minhag to get a haircut on Rosh Chodesh Iyar. Imu minhag hagun olo. Because is that already considered sphere according to, you know, both opinions? So it says tshuva. Ana avidna uvda benafshai v'ani mistaper kol chodesh nisan v'rosh chodesh iyar. So the Radvaz says, I take haircuts the whole chodesh nisan, obviously except for Pesach. Means he keeps the second part of sphere. And rosh chodesh iyar. Hey Nogu Rov Ha'olam. Vatam Kevin Shehem Osrim Asurim Behesped Uvatainis. Because since Rosh Chodesh, you're not allowed to have a hesped or a tainus on Rosh Chodesh. So you see, ein avela zeh shehu tolei b'minag noig b'hem. So certain types of avelos are not noig on Rosh Chodesh, like hesped and tainus. Ain avelos zeh shehu tolei b'minag noig b'hem. Ain kos v'shem tosus. So he says, well, there's a minhag not to do a hesped and tainus on Rosh Chodesh. So there's also what? So then what? You also what? Could take a haircut. In other words, you see in Rosh Chodesh has certain minhag of simcha, right? So therefore, there could be an inyan to take a haircut too. So let's see. Hey, kosev shematosis. Mash kosev beis yosef shemineg zehu betos. Because Beis Yosef says that the minhag to take a haircut on Rosh Chodesh Iyar is not proper. So he says he thinks he's wrong. Einu nochen klal. Tfilu yidan she'einu nogin misur hatisporus ela ad lag ba'omer. Even us that keep the first minhag, mikomokam Rosh Chodesh einu b'chlal ha'isr. Kemichu osur behesped of tainis. She'eikir isur hatisporus einu min hadin. Elami minhag. Vasi minhag and mevatel minhag. The time of kolduhu. That, in other words, the fact that we don't take haircuts during sfira is just a minhag. And the fact that what? So what's the counter minhag? The what? Nihugei Simcha Rosh Chodesh. So one minhag is mevatel the other minhag. To have Simcha Rosh Chodesh, so taking a haircut is having Simcha. So that minhag of having Simcha is mevatel sphere. So he says that if you have long hair, it's tsar to have long hair. So he wants a taina that the tsar is mevatel, can mevatel a minhag also. Tsar. And he says, so he could time the eke tsar begidol haseir. Misha Rogel is Taper. The La'odif Haim Minhoga mi mitzvah sesay shal sukkah. He says, it was a mitzvah is potter min ha-sukkah. And that's a real mitzvah essay. So if mitzvah is potter min ha-sukkah, which is a real mitzvah essay, so certainly what? Well? So certainly, it's mevatel a minhag mitzvah. V'lo'od yivayim minhag mitzvah zeh shel sukkah. Tekayim al mitzvah poter min ha'sukkah. V'lag ba'omer, v'lag b'gimel yom, rabbi tvei v'ha'odah mitzvah. In other words, a person is going to have to wait till lag ba'omer. His hair is going to be pretty big, pretty long. That's a mitzvah. So if you can get a haircut on Rosh Chodesh Iyar and not have to be mitzdayer, so then so be it. So this is fascinating what he's saying. Then he says, Bar min dein, ani reisi kama kihilo shalo nogu minag ze klal, u mistapim b'chol shavua kifi min hogem l'chovet Shabbos. He says, certain kihilos during Sfira, they get a haircut l'chovet Shabbos. That's what Hashem always says, that how could a minag v'vatel a din? And the Kavod Shabbos did it. The Kavod Shein Zeh Kavu of the whole Yisrael of a piece shows a minig shnogel v'stapir v'rosh kodesh ir lo ye minig klal naktin kavasid avi minig v'mutza u'minol lo tazus. He says that you can follow that minig to get a haircut on a Rosh Chodesh ir. We don't really follow this, but he says that technically speaking, if you never were married before and you weren't Mekayim Peruvu, so then you should be allowed to get married during Sfira because you have a Chiyuv Peruvu, so that should override. So the Maisa, that's not our minhag. Talking about minhag. I mean, Mavish, the whole sphere, we would, you know, you'd have weddings. And he says the reason is, well, Hashino Menhoga came to Shulkiyim, it's the spirit of Yuria. Hashino me, Shim Shemshenu, the Kayotzi, but with the night Shul Yuria, the Simcha. In other words, the minhag is not stronger than shloshim. So if in shloshim we give heterim, normally a person is not allowed to get married during shloshim, but they're heterim, she was a mekayim. So if this is dolche shloshim, it shouldn't certainly be dolche this minhag. Oh, now the Chiddush, as Rabbi Berger was pointing out, and we'll see, is that I always grew up thinking, and we'll see, that's a whole discussion, that the fact that your potter mitzvah is potter min asukah is because of teishu kein taduru. That there's a din that you sit in the sukkah the way like you sit in your home. So in your home, if it's one room, it would be very cold, or there's a leak in the room, you would leave that room. So to the sukkah is like that. So if you mitzdayer, so in your house, you would leave that room, so if you mitzdayer in the sukkah, you could leave the sukkah. But maybe that's only a din in sukkah, because there's gzeiros hakotzuv of teishu kein taduru. What do we say? No. Maybe this is a general principle in any mitzvah, that if a person is mitzdayer, as a result of him doing the mitzvah, then he would be parted from the mitzvah. So the fact that, as Rabbi Berger pointed out, we'll see, he's clearly assuming, and others point this out, that mitzvah is not limited to sukkah, because he's making it, or else he wants to make a kal v'chomer, that if mitzvah is parted from a sukkah, so kal v'chomer, mitzvah not to cut your hair, is docha the minhag of sfir. It's not doch, it's doch a mitzvah zesei, it's doch a this. But one can tie in a bag. No! That it's not as part of the sukkah, that's because of mitzvah per se. But there's a gzeir sakosuv, teichu kein tadiru. But maybe when there's no gzeir sakosuv, then there's no heter of mitzvah. And there's no heter of mitzvah, so then who are denami? If there's no hetter mitzvah, then who says you could cut your hair during sfira? So what, you mitzvah? But maybe you have to be mitzvah. Maybe that's not a p'tur. And the Or Zeruah has this as well, as pointed out. If you take a look in Erevin, on page 6. The Mishnah talks about, we know that on Shabbos you can't go out of the tchum, 2,000 amos outside of where it's built up. you know, if you're in a built-up area, the tchum could go on for. But once you're out of the built-up area, like in the mountains where it's not as built up, or suburbia or whatever, it's easy to go out of the tchum. So misha tzuyu nochrim. So if goyim carried you or ruach ra outside of the tchum, elo ela arba amos. Say goyim kidnapped you and brought you out of the tchum, so now you can only walk arba amos once you're out of the tchum. But achziru, if they brought you back, they took you out, but they brought you back, ilu lo yotza. So now look further down. Masah shabo miplamlon hifligus finosim biyam. There was a case where they were coming from a certain place, and they docked before Shabbos. But then the boat got detached from the dock and started to drift off into the ocean. And it was on Shabbos. So they were going out of the tchum on Shabbos. So I believe Elizabeth and Azariah holchu as kula. So these rabbis were in the boat. So the first set of rabbis, Rabbi Gulia and Elizabeth and Azariah, they walked through the whole boat. They held they can walk anywhere on the boat, even though they were outside of the tchum. And Rabbi Shuvah Kiva lo zozu midal amos. They only walk within their dal amos. Shirotzu l'hachmir l'atzmon. Pamachas lo nichnasu l'mol v'shach hashecha amun l'mliel l'anu l'ayver amun l'ayver mutarim tem shekvar yisi mstakel v'ayinu b'toch atchum shol hashecha. Okay, now take a look in the Orzarua. One second. Oh, so wait, before the Orzer Ruah, take a look in the Gemara here on page 6, further down. Say a person was out of the Tchum, so really he can only walk Dalet Amos. But what if he needs the bathroom? So what does he do? So the Gemara says, go to Kov Avriah Shadokas Lo Sasha B'Shabbat Torah. In other words, what is he going to? He's going to relieve himself on the spot. It's a public area, so kavod habrias that he can go to a private area and relieve himself. That's doche the din of tchum.
Which is the derisa lo sasin?
No, the Gemara says in brachas that the lo sasin in this context means the rabbanon, even though normally lo sasin says derisa. Amrin adai pikechu. Because if he's smart, he'll go inside the tchum. So once he has a heter to walk outside his dalamas, he'll go inside the tchum to go to the bathroom. And once he's in, came into all. Once he got in, he's okay. So the Ruah says on page 7, he quotes this Gemara, and then he says on the third line of page 8, he says, "Nira be'enai." Say a person's outside of tchum, so he's not allowed to go. He's only allowed to go for amos. But it's raining, so what is he supposed to stand in the rain the whole day? Or it's too sunny out. The sarfato. In the case where he's in the boat and the boat went outside of the tchum and he has a way to get out, he could go out. And he says, what's the source? He says, Kal v'chomer misukam shechayv lechol bo afal pi kein tanan yarduk shomer sarpotem mishtif shukach hamakva mandani yadai tishal lefnos afil kodem shtif shukach hamakva. So you see the same idea, that if by sukkah you p'tur. So by Tchumin, certainly, Tchumin is only the Rabbanan. So if you potter from Sukkah, the same thing. So they point out, as we were saying, from both the Radvaz and the Or Zeruah, that there seems to be a p'tur that when it comes to Mitztayer, the Mitztayer is potter from Issed Rabbanan and the Mitzvah says Sei Daraisa. Because the Mitzvah Sei Daraisa is the Sheva Al Tasa. Because if just Mitztayer, can't eat a trade sandwich. That's only if it's before Nefesh. I'm hungry. Okay, you're hungry, so you will have to wait 2 hours to get kosher food. You could start, so no hassle. But maybe, if it's an issur d'rabbanan, like kumin, so if you come back a little bit, come out of the galah, out of the kum, then you have a, you know, you're supposed to say in the photo, or within the galah, it's too hot, or you have to go to the bathroom, something like that. So the star is, trumps a, this is d'rabbanan, so, and it also perhaps trumps a mitzvah essay d'raisa, because mitzvah d'raisa is you just don't do it. It's b'shei v'altasa. So then, oh.
How is leaving the sukkah b'shei v'altasa, getting up and going?
So, but b'shei v'altasa, in fact, that you're, in other words, you're eating outside the sukkah, meaning you're not doing the mitzvah going into the sukkah. No, but when you're violating it, when you're violating it,
yeah.
You're eating it. You only violate it when you're eating outside the sukkah. So what are you doing wrong that you didn't go back into the sukkah? Oh, so the question is, how does this all stem with the din in Shulchan Aruch that if a person is what? If a person doesn't like the Dalam Kosos, he still has to what? He still has to push himself.
Maybe is the world tested the rights involved?
No. So how close is that?
No, we could find something that connected to
right. So take a look at the Brick of Yosef on page 9. And he quotes from the Rabbi of Yosef, Rosh Yosef, Hiksha mitzvah potter mitzvah. So if it's star potter mitzvah, why do you chayiv in the dal kosis? So he says, lo kosher midi, it's only a din in sukkah. So the afka by a sukkah, I'm a mitzvah potter mitzvah. But it doesn't apply anyplace else, even to a mitzvah derabbanan. In other words, it's purely a din in what? In sukkah. And he goes, the lois lam tur mikra ki sukkah. So this is the way I always thought, but like Rabbi Berger pointed out, maybe it's not so pashut. This is the conventional wisdom that mitzvah is part of a sukkah, not al chadin that mitzvah pats you from mitzvahs, but it's a special tour of teshu keitaduru. But the others were asking, but as Rabbi Berger pointed out, the Radvaz and the Orzarua assume no. It's tires part of menamitzus, not just the din of sukkah. Not just the din of sukkah.
But do they hold your chayv in dalakosis?
Oh, so that's the question. What about dalakosis?
So does Yozaru go with Shitaso and say?
Yeah, so maybe. So Rabbi Berger would say maybe in the Hanami, maybe the Radvaz would. Just like the Radvaz argued with the Beis Yosef, we got Bay haircuts on Rosh Chodesh Iyar, maybe he'll. So Rabbi Berger pointed out, he's not afraid to argue with the Beis Yosef, so maybe he would argue with the Truvas HaRashba also, and say that what they did, those Rabbanim, that was like a Midas Chasidus, but they really didn't have to do it. The way the Shulchan Aruch brings it down is, no, the Shulchan Aruch brings that down as normative halachic psak for everybody, even if you're not on the Madrega of these. So that's the question. No.
You say that aren't you also supposed to like sell anything you have in order to get the dollar closers? So selling whatever you have, you can have much of the plot of tsar, which is kind of built into the mitzvah that even if they're tsar, you still have to do it.
In other words, what Rabbi Casper is saying is Shol Mochach Suso. You have to borrow money, you have to sell your shirt to Dalam Kosos. So don't you see from there that and isn't that tsar? Yeah, that's not tsar v'shasa mitzvah, but maybe it's also a type of tsar. So if that's true, no one was saying that maybe it's built into the mitzvah that you have to, you know,
Because the Rav Shechter says over for Rav Salvechik that whenever there's a mitzvah of Persume Nisa, like near Chanukah and Dal Kosos, so it has this din that you have to sell your shirt. And Rav Shechter said for Rav Salvechik, the idea being that whenever it's Persume Nisa, we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we'd like you to do another miracle for us. But Hashem says, I'll only go out of my way for you if you go out of your way for me. So therefore, after these mitzvahs, we have to do all 9 yards. So it's interesting, there's a tshuva in the Sefer Besamim Rosh. You know the Besamim Rosh? I'm going to have to end tshuvas after go complete, but Besamim Rosh is the forgery. Somebody wrote a tshuvas harosh, and he claimed it was the Rosh. And it was really not the Rosh, it was him. And he printed it, and basically, some Gedolim even quote it. Like Rabbi Kivega quotes it, others. So it's like, looked at, you know, obviously they quote it, so there must be something of note in it. But on the other hand, it's sort of like a strange thing, because it's written as a long lost tshuva of the Rosh, and then it's really not, you know. So we'll start now with the shaila, and then the Bez Hashem tomorrow we'll continue. He says, Shaltani ishtecha eile yichol lizbol hamorer. He says, your wife, she can't eat morer. It's too sharp, the morer. Shuatamcha kilon imtoim bircha achazez ha'ulshin. Because in his community, they only had the real strong stuff. So they didn't have the, you know, the other stuff. Wife is going to eat it. She's going to get sick. So she mechuyev to. Is she mechuyev to do it or not? This is similar to the discussion we have now. In other words, if you're saying mitzvah is potter from a mitzvah here, it's not even a mitzvah of the rice, it's a mitzvah of the rabbanon, then you should. But if you're saying mitzvah, hey, it's chayiv, there's no p'tur of mitzvah, it's only p'tur by sukkah, then maybe you would be chayiv. Or you could say that, like Noam said, that maybe the din to do all 9 yards, that's only by dal kosis, because you have a din of. But by morrow you don't find such a thing. So Bez Hashem tomorrow we'll pick up and see, we'll continue this packet. But that's the discussion. There was this din of the Yerushalmi and the Rashba by Dal Kosas. First of all, is it the Ikar HaDin? Or is it just the Chumrah? And even if it is, how does it reflect the Halacha in general mitzvahs? Which is very significant, the Shaila. This relates to all mitzvahs that you might have, where it's going to be some type of tsar to fulfill it. I remember we saw, I don't know if it was this year or another year, that the Chayyadim says for Mitzvah Essay, you know, like, you don't have to go travel more than a day, or something like that. You know, that case where Gemara says if you have a chauffeur in one town, and you have a about feel in another town, which one do you go? So why didn't they just get the chauffeur? Apparently it was too far away. So there's a distance, how much you have to be matriach to get a chauffeur. So it could be that when this tzar is a tour from mitzvah, maybe a mitzvah deraisa. So this is a big discussion, whether it's a din, a local din only in sukkah, or it relates to everything. Okay, Bez Hashem. Huh?